I'm Dawn Morgan with a segment featuring Daryl Beacham, the executive director of the Western Heritage Museum and Lee County Cowboy Hall of Fame on the NMJC campus in Hobbs. Welcome in, and thanks for coming in, Daryl. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to be here. And I'm real excited about this next exhibition. It's brought to you by the Cincinnati Art Museum. It's called In the Dark.
In the Dark.
In the Dark. And it's about dark places. It's about seeing in the dark, knowing what's in the dark. It's caves and forest and under your bed. It's things that are dark, dark places. And so we're setting up a dark environment that is going to be really very safe for kids, but still give them a feeling of, you know, the dark places that exist in this world. And, you know, kids can learn about the bottom of the ocean where it's dark. There are fish that have no eyes for that reason.
Phosphorescent, a lot of phosphorescent.
Yeah, you know, and the forest. There's probably places in forest and bottoms of caves. And you know, it's just things that exist in the dark and all about being in the dark. Animals that live and exist, nocturnal animals that only come out at night.
Right.
And so we're examining and looking at those things that live in the dark. And our kind of catchphrase for that is, what can you see in the dark? I mean, it's a really fabulous exhibition. It's going to be geared towards the K-12 audience. It's going to be great for adults, but we're really trying to shoot for that, you know, that mid-school crowd kid. And thanks to the Maddox Foundation and busing grants and other groups, we've been able to bring in a lot of, we're booking tours now.
Wow.
And already getting that pretty well filled up. And that kicks off mid-January. Watch for those dates. I think it's January the 18th will be our kickoff day for that for members, our member preview. And it'll run through the first week of May. So it's our spring show. And we'll be doing our family fun days built around that concept of dark places and lining up scientists. We've got the folks from the cave over in where's that little place over here west of us, Carlsbad?
Yeah.
Our good
City.
Friends at the Karst Cave Institute over there coming over to talk about caves. We're going to be doing some companionship things that if you do something here, then we're going to give you the ability, the National Park Service is going to give you the ability to go over to the National Park, the cave, and do some things there as well. And
wonderful.
So in the dark, probably one of the shows I'm most excited about, you know, and we've had some really fabulous shows, but In the Dark should be one of those that
very
I think
very different.
Yeah, it's a different look. It's a
like
different
that.
Feel, you
yeah.
know, and get to examine those things. There's even one little section where we're going to talk about those things under your bed, you know. Why do people not
fear
like the dark?
Sometimes fear the dark.
Sometimes people fear the dark, and it's because you can't see in it. You don't know what's there.
It's the unknown.
Things that go bump in the night, you know.
Our imagination, our human imagination.
Really
takes
does,
over.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily nocturnal creatures, you know, not by design.
And so it's going to be fun to examine all those things that live in the dark. And, you know, owls, our poster for this thing has got the bright glowing eyes of an owl.
Cool.
And, you know, he's looking kind of out into the dark, and what can he see that you can't, you know? And
everything.
And it's going to be just a ball to do that. And so In the Dark will run, you know, January, February, March, April, and into May. And we'll have family fun events, you know. We're already scheduling our movies for the spring.
Wonderful.
We've already got those chosen. You'll start seeing advertisements and hearing it on the radio about our our movie series, which is the great classics, Hollywood classics, that the must-see movies, if you will, of the golden era.
Excellent.
So a lot of stuff to do in the spring. Yeah, a lot of fun. And I think what people are going to find when they come to this exhibition, then the dark exhibition, is they're going to have to give their eyes time to adjust. And we've got signs up that say, your eyes will have to adjust a little bit of this. We're going to keep it, you know, it's going to be very effective lighting, if you will. The walls have been painted a deep black and blue, and it's going to be really, you know, very nice to see it. And you'll hear nighttime sounds, and the people at the Cincinnati Center have done a fabulous job of helping us set this up, and it's a national show. It's traveled around, you know, around the country, and it's going to be in Hobbs and in January. We're very excited about that.
So feed your senses, and that's what I like. As a museum, isn't just about looking. And since you've been with the museum, particularly Daryl, a lot of the exhibits that have been here have really been sensory treats. You know,
well, I appreciate that. I guess goes to my training of some odd, you know, dissertation that was written about. There's more than one way to learn. I got tired of hearing people lecture, you know, when I was not a good person to sit and listen to a lecture.
Right.
And if you want to read from a textbook, just give me the textbook. I'll read it myself. And yeah. So my dissertation explored this whole concept of Don may learn differently than Daryl. We may learn together, but we have to have... I'm more of a tactile, mm-hmm. sensory kind of person. I love to do things. I'd rather you not show me how to do something. I'd rather you
let you do it.
Let me do it, yeah. You know, and yeah. make me make mistakes. And we learn different ways. And I've tried to bring that to my museum experiences, you know, that we try to have a whole lot of ways to learn,
right.
You know, the same material, because everybody learns that are different. And at New Mexico Junior College, quite frankly, that's what we're all about.
Education.
It's education.
Learning, and learning how to learn, and teaching yourself, and opening yourself up to the ways that allow you to absorb knowledge, yeah. and retain knowledge and keep knowledge. So it's about the learning experience and the life experience.
Yeah, and we've had people, it's really funny, we have people walk into the museum after Titanic, for example. We completely transformed that museum, darkened all the windows, yeah. put up walls that you wouldn't expect. They walk into the museum today and they're kind of confused. They don't know exactly, well, there was a wall here at one point. Well, we've moved things around.
Right.
And using the magic and the showmanship of museum studies to, you know, make it a different experience every time. And yeah. That's been a lot of fun. So, you know, we've got a wide variety of things. And somebody said, well, you know, how in the world do you have Titanic one time and dinosaurs one time and In the Dark? And upcoming, we've got an exhibition about Sandra Day O'Connor, the Supreme Court Justice,
fabulous.
Called Cowgirl Justice. Because she was a cowgirl. And what's more appropriate to Lee County than cowgirl,
absolutely.
Who became a Supreme Court Justice?
Yeah.
And we'll have replica documents of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Magna Carta.
Yeah.
And that's going to be fun. And her story is just a fascinating, wonderful story. And then in 2020, I think it is. Well, no, 2019, which is a year from now.
Right.
Goosebumps, based upon the children's book series.
R.L. Stine's series.
Yeah.
The young adult.
The science of fear. Yes. The science of, you know, what makes people scared. What makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up.
Yeah.
You know, what gives you that vertigo, fear of falling, even when you're not falling.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it'll be a different look. Right. I think kids are really going to really dig that. It's based on the Stine, you know, book series.
Sounds
and so that's the 2019. In 2020, we're doing a show called Grossology.
Okay.
Grossology.
Is that actually what it sounds
it's
like?
It's everything gross.
Everything
it's,
gross.
It's the natural science of the human body.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be fun. It's going to be hard for a lot of people to kind of get in their mind wrapped into it, but we're going to actually get to see, you know, poot, toot, and fart. So, you know, actually one of the segments on this thing, you know, it's not what you think it is.
Oh,
you know,
funny.
What makes boogers? What
right.
makes, you know?
Yeah.
And for kids to learn about the human body, and we're working with the local hospitals, a local medical establishment to talk about the human function, you know, and as you and I both know, as we age, you know, the body is just an amazing thing, but it can throw you loops.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
just, and why does it do that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so grossology will talk about the human body is a frail thing. And you know, if we're lucky, we have this body for 80, 90 years. If we're not so lucky, you know, then we don't, but we have to take care of it and what makes things happen inside our body. And so it's just a really, it's an irreverent look at the human body. The sights, the sounds, the smells, you know, everything about the human body.
Yeah.
Everywhere this show has been, Grossology is what it's called.
Right.
Everywhere it's been, it's just taken it by the city by storm.
Okay.
People, they go into it and they just giggle and laugh and they're, you know, but you learn, you come out and kids go, well, I didn't know that. And then
an adult say, I didn't know
and
that.
And once you know what causes, you know, mucus, well, you can deal with it.
Right.
You know, you can change your behaviors and your habits to where your nose doesn't run all the time, you know, or if you're gaseous, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And we will talk about those things. We'll talk about the human body in its grossest form. It's called grossology. It's an irreverent look at the human body. And it's just an absolutely fabulous show. It's making our educator, Mary Lyle, a little nuts because she's a little more proper,
right.
you know, than, but, you know, do I actually have to say that word? She said, you know, well,
funny.
We'll figure out a ways to get around it. But I think what's going to happen, Dawn, is that kids are going to love it.
Oh, they're going to eat that up. They're
it's
just going to go nuts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll even have displays in the bathrooms. for those things, those functions that, you know, people need to learn about, but they're not proper for them to be displayed right out there in front of everything.
Exactly.
And then lots and lots of literature, the medical establishment here in town, the hospitals are providing us with literature, working with with their doctors to talk about the human body, to talk about those things. And you know, what does your stool or what's poop look like?
Yeah.
You know, well,
healthy or not.
And you can judge. You're somebody tuning in just now is wondering where in the world is this going on?
What are we doing?
Thought Dawn had a dignified show here. But it's going to be fun because it's educational.
Right.
So Goosebumps is coming up spring of 19, Grossology in the spring of 20. Okay. And we're doing a dinosaur exhibition in the spring of 2021. So planning lots of things out. And quite frankly, if you want to have good shows in a rural environment like we are, then you have to plan that far out. So we can get on their schedules,
their
rotation.
Book them.
And we've been able to book Grossology, for example, for a third of the cost of what it should be in Lubbock or Dallas because we're not on the beaten path. But we catch their show. We go to them and say, okay, and it's like, you know, playing cards. I'll match you this for that.
Right.
They've got an opening from January to May in the spring of 2020.
Perfect.
They would rather it be up and being displayed, and they'll take a third of the price.
Then folded, not getting any money and getting exposure.
Sure, and locked in a warehouse somewhere. So we're able to do that, and that's what I think has been fun to watch, you know, is building these shows out.
It's a little like planning concerts and booking concerts. You've got a smaller venue, you're looking for routing, you're looking for, you know, so you have to play. You have to play the hand you're dealt.
Sure.
And play it as well as you can, no matter where you are, and you're doing that.
Well,
so,
you know, my friend Jenny Kavanaugh, when she was with the symphony, said the same thing. You know, I mean, how can I catch this world-class group that is coming through? Well, they're headed from Lubbock to El Paso. Mm-hmm. Guess what? They got to come through here, and we'll book them, you know, that kind of thing. Well, we're doing the same thing with these major, you know, world-class exhibitions. So what we did to get Titanic here, what we get, you know, Grossology, Goosebumps, In the Dark are all national rated shows, exhibitions, and we're able to get them because we catch them at the right time and and all of that. So.
Well, sounds great. Those are always things to look forward to put on our calendar for long-range planning.
It's a great place for your family to come. There's something that changes every month. There's a lot of reasons to be a member of the museum here. And I've had this joke, running joke with some folks in town, you know, there's nothing to do in Lee County. Well, that's just not right.
That's
you know, I know that because there's a lot to do just at our location.
Oh, yeah.
You throw in all the other things that I know you've talked about you know, on a regular basis on this show and others. Lee County is a very rich, rich environment for lots of activity. We're just glad to be a part of, you know, one part of it.
Western Heritage Museum and Lee County Cowboy Hall of Fame on the New Mexico Junior College campus. A great place to be. Daryl Beecham, Executive Director. And thank you for listening.